Inglis hosted a highly successful August sale on Friday. Simon Vivian from the company joining us on Talking Horses as our first guest this morning. How are you, Simon?
Good morning, Jo. I am very well, and I hope you are as well, and all of you listening.
Well, another successful sale for Inglis. Is this the most successful August sale that's ever been staged?
Jo, to my record, yes, it has been. I think there's the first time we've ever been able to achieve an August sale that has seen trade in excess of $3 million. I think that this sale has always been a very interesting sale. Obviously, it's been predominantly a one-day sale, right on the doorstep of the breeding season. So fillies that are coming off the track and good pedigree broodmares have always been in great demand, but it's also been a wonderful sale for the purposes of people buying racehorses. But all of that said, I think that it was an absolutely extraordinary day that we had yesterday, and I think some of the results were quite fantastic, to be honest.
What were some of the major highlights from your perspective?
I suppose, Joe, the most important thing with any of these sorts of sales is to try and get your clearance rate up very high. So we had a very, very good clearance rate. We had an average price for all of the lots going through where we would normally probably budget for around about a $10,000 or $11,000 average. We averaged just under $18,000, which was fantastic. So that generated a gross sale of in excess of $3.1 million. A top price of $150,000 for a mare by the name of Condolences, a Street Cry half-sister to the Cox Plate winner in Maldivian, made $150,000. But in addition to that, Joe, it was as much about the competition on all of the horses. We had phenomenal support for this sale from Godolphin, who put in a large number of racehorses. And speaking with Jess Bryan through the offering of the Godolphin horses, I know that she and her team of management in Sydney were delighted with the results. So, look, you know, with Godolphin's support, Swetnam put in some great broodmares and great support. Obviously, we had the Greendale Trust of the late Michael Nile to offer a number of horses. Combining that with all of the other horses that we had in the sale, it was just one of those sort of days where there was so much active bidding. It was fantastic.
Mm. And the Michael Nile Trust horses did sell well, not surprisingly.
Very pleased for the estate that we were able to get the result we got. These horses had come from a number of farms around the country, and look, it's very, very sad to lose a gentleman and a great breeder like Michael Nile. He's been a fabulous supporter of the Victorian thoroughbred industry and the national industry as well. But look, it was fortunate from our viewpoint that his solicitors decided to use the services of Inglis to disperse his bloodstock at this point. And as a result of that, it generated a great deal of interest. We had agents from right around. We had obviously very strong representation from Belmont Bloodstock who were there and bought the top price lot. But in addition to that, we had people like Julian Blaxland and Dave Mee from New South Wales. We also had Neil Jenkinson down from Queensland. So what it was that it was one of those sales, Joe, that created a massive amount of interest. Probably one of the interesting things about the sale was that we endeavoured to try and get the sale completed by between 5 and 5.30, and it actually, we drew overtime and didn't complete the sale until after 6 o'clock. But the reason for that was, quite frankly, because of the volume of bidding that existed on so many of the lots in the sale that you know, horses probably spent a little more time in the ring than you would normally allow them. But if there's bidding going, we'll keep going.
Caps off a busy week for you, Simon. I see you were front and centre at the Swettenham Open Day last weekend.
Yes, it was great. It was a fabulous Sunday because we started the day at Woodside Park where Woodside Park presented to the public their new stadium, Cable Bay, for the first time, and a great crowd in attendance at Woodside Park. And then just down the road at Adam Sangster's beautiful property at Swettenham, we got an opportunity to see the two freshman horses in Mshawish and also Rebel Dane, as well as the other great horses that are already located at Swettenham. So it was a terrific day, and it's fascinating to see the number of people that take advantage of going to these studs on these open days, Joe, to have a look at these stallions. It's quite interesting when you go there and see how different they are. When you look at a horse like Toronado and compare him to Rebel Dane, and then you compare him to Trust and August, and then you compare him to Mshawish. They're all just so different, and it's very, very important for broodmare owners to go and have a look at the horses and find a stallion that complements their mares physically as well as on pedigree.
Simon, thanks for joining us on Talking Horses.
Great to speak to you, Joe. All the best.
Simon Vivian from Inglis.